774 ABC Melbourne. On radio, online and on digital. John Fain.
Not a good morning. Friday, September the 28th. Our thoughts go out this morning to Tom Marr, to Jill's parents, to all of her family, her friends, our colleagues here at the ABC, and the extended ABC family, which includes so many people, and we are being inundated this morning with expressions of goodwill and condolences and something else as well, which we'll try to define and ask you to help us define this morning. The ripples of Jill's abduction and, as we've now learned, allegations of rape and murder, the ripples of all of that extend right through the community. It's touched a very raw nerve right across the nation. I want to talk to you about Jill as a person, Jill as a colleague, and also what Jill's death has somehow come to mean. I also, though, at the same time, have to respect the fact that a man's been charged and he has a right to a fair trial and he's innocent until he's proven to be guilty. And tempting as it is to compromise those things that make us a civilised society, and social media is awash already with people this morning venting their feelings, we won't be doing that on this radio station today. It would betray our friend, her legacy, her values and our values if we were to do so. But Jill's death must not come to define us. That's not what it's like to live in the Melbourne that we know. This is an exceptionally rare event. Its randomness is part of what's so incomprehensible about it. A bunch of people leave this workplace and go out to celebrate birthdays for Friday dinner and drinks. Some people wander off, other people stay on. And eventually, in the absolutely normal course of a bunch of people enjoying Melbourne's nightlife together, someone starts to walk home minutes away from where they are. And then it all goes bad. That is not life in Melbourne. That is not life in the Melbourne that all of us know. And we don't want it to become in any way a definition of life in Melbourne today. In due course, we'll all understand more about it. The police will do their work and the courts will do their work, and we totally respect that process. But Jill, as a person, Jill as a colleague, Jill as a wife to Tom, who must be, Lord knows, lost this morning, and our thoughts are with you. Jill wouldn't want us triple locking the door and installing closed circuit televisions everywhere as if we live under siege, because that's not what it's about. So, this morning, we'll pay our respects to our friend, our colleague, and there's a very empty space in our office this morning. Thank you already for your many, many messages coming in by all forms of media this morning. And I'm sure there will be people who, through the extended family, want to join in this morning on the talkback as well. We'll get the very latest details, and of course, we also, at the same time, have to keep going. We'll do a show this morning. There's other things happening in the world as well. We don't want to be maudlin or indulgent. I suspect Jill wouldn't have wanted that. She would have said, oh no, keep going. And so, Jill, we will. We'll do the best that we can, and we'll do it for you.